Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Croner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. There goes Hayes. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The slide. Sullivan applies the tag. Hayes is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete takes first base on ball four. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Feller. Pete moves to second. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Hale moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Renza and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. Renza drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Trosky out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Renza and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-1 in the game. Renza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Renza. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Renza steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pete scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Feller hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kroner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Renza takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Renza moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Renza. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Renza steals third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Renza scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rensa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rensa hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Sullivan reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Bob Feller. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-3 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lyons moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Walker moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.